This podcast is intended for investment professionals only.
With all the turmoil and tragedy of the year just passed, you'd be forgiven for assuming that environmental, social, and governance considerations, or ESG concerns, have slipped down savers' list of priorities. Since the start of January 2020, 50% of DC's pension scheme members have managed to save more money than normal, yet over half feel more anxious about their finances. But has the pandemic supplanted other concerns in members' minds, or actually reinforced the link between social issues and pensions? In 2019, we at LGIM ran a survey to interrogate what DC scheme members' top ESG preferences were. 18 months on, we revisited this research to find out what was a bigger concern for savers, global warming or global inoculation, and who has changed their mind about climate change. I'm Eliza Grimmond, Senior Content Manager at LGIM, and with me in the virtual studio to discuss our findings today are Veronica Humble, Head of DC Investment Solutions.
Hello.
And Jeanette Weir, Founding Director at Ignition House, the research agency who we partnered with.
Hi.
Jeanette, let's start with you. We've heard a lot in the media about how the pandemic has been far from the great leveller. Has the survey cast a light on that in particular? And how has that affected people's knowledge about pensions?
Yes, absolutely. I think our survey very much shows that the pandemic has opened up what we call the fault lines in society. And there's been a definite division in the haves and the have-nots. I think, as you mentioned in your introduction, Eliza, half of our respondents have managed to save more, but some, particularly those in the harder hit sectors, such as retail and overall women, have not managed to save more and reported even greater financial anxiety. And interestingly, we found that millennials reported that even where they'd managed to save, this doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to put that money into pensions. In fact, it's highly unlikely that they'll funnel the extra cash into that, into their pots. So the pandemic hasn't necessarily triggered more pensions awareness.
So what I'm hearing is that there was some crossover from 2019's results then, but no sort of fundamental reordering of Laszlo's hierarchy of needs for younger savers. And it's still very much Deliveroo over DC pension. But more broadly, what's different and what was the same versus last year when we ran the survey? Would you say people's priorities have changed, Veronica?
I would say we saw a slight narrowing in differences between the generations. Millennials are still the greenest generation, with nearly 40% prepared to divest from fossil fuels regardless of performance impact. However, millennials feel that they have been harder hit by COVID-19 and the market volatility, having smaller pension pots to start with, and so they are more focused on the financial impact than the last time, where they were more idealistic. Lower percentage said that they would divest from fossil fuels regardless of performance impact. What's interesting is that baby boomers have absorbed the climate message. It's out there in the mainstream media and they are paying attention to it. More baby boomers than ever before would divest from fossil fuel.
Yes, I think, Veronica, I'd very much support that view. I mean, what we observed when we were talking to the boomers were very much for them, although we have the Greta Thunberg, you know, effect for maybe the younger generation, certainly for the boomers. It was David Attenborough who's their poster boy, and they're seeing much more information across the media on this, but they're also getting pressure from their own families as well, and their kids and their grandchildren are starting to bring these issues forward. And in fact, what we also heard was lots of the boomers and across all the other generations as well, you know, talking about their own lived experience, you know, the recent changes in weather patterns that we've been through in the last couple of years. And whereas I think boomers previously had a sort of sense it wasn't really going to impact them, I think what we're seeing now very much is that they're going to see it in their lifetime, and this is starting to worry not just the younger generations but the boomers as well. So amongst all of our savers, how this is manifesting itself is into an increasing appetite for a greener pension. And you know, despite the financial impacts of the pandemic, which have hit, you know, certain sectors very hard, we still found that 84% of members want to reduce their pensions exposure to fossil fuels. And that's a very powerful result. And we've also seen a positive shift in how people want their choices implemented in their pension. Those preferring to engage first and then divest has increased substantially between our two surveys, from 49% in 2019 up to 57% who'd prefer us to act in that way on their behalf in 2021.
That's a huge shift, Jeanette. I mean, that's nearly a 10% shift. So that's really significant. But now I just want you to tell me a little bit more about the sort of million-dollar question in this survey, which is which concern actually came out as on top, I suppose, as a long-term concern? Was it the pandemic or was it climate change?
I think this is a really surprising result for me, given the huge turmoil that we've all been through and the experiences that we've had over last year. I mean, it was really a 50-50 split. So 51% said the pandemic and 49% said climate change. So, you know, you could marginally say that the pandemic has supplemented climate change as the number one concern, but it's certainly not members only. Concern around this area. And I think, interestingly, when we were talking to people, I think partly this is because they're making the link between the two. Some of our members that we spoke to in depth were actually commenting that, you know, there was a growing awareness that environmental disasters actually could cause more disease outbreaks and vice versa.
Absolutely. I can imagine that members saw the two issues as symbiotic, but also that, you know, having just lived through the pandemic, that maybe the pandemic was looming slightly larger in their minds perhaps than environmental change might have been because of the short-term nature of it. But tell me a bit more about that. How did social issues fare more broadly during the survey? Were there any surprises?
So perhaps not surprisingly, our members were really clicked with topics that they had experience with, particularly around the pandemic. So when we were asking them about their views on fair access to vaccines, it was clear that members were making the link between vaccine access for everybody globally and not just in the UK. And you know, a surprising number of our members in both the qualitative and the quantitative survey were prepared to give up pension returns to make sure global vaccination happens. You know, nobody's protected until everybody's protected. And that message was coming across loud and clear. And so 80% agreed that richer countries should share vaccines and treatments with the developing nations. A very similar number actually were prepared to take a hit on their returns on their pension pots to sacrifice job. And three quarters, 75% of our survey respondents agreed that it was the right thing to do for the government to financially support employees through the pandemic, even if it means personal tax hikes for them in the future. And it wasn't just issues members were having a direct experience of, though. When we were talking in detail about some of the case studies and the things that Legal & General have been doing, a minority were very, very passionate when we started talking about modern slavery. And often, you know, these tiny numbers of people felt that this was a more important issue for them than climate change, into something that was really real and a very valuable thing to have.
Wow, there's so much to unpack. I mean, let's just hone in on one element that you raised, which was gender diversity. Last time Elgin ran the survey, gender loomed really large, as women were more activist about things like pure divestment from fossil fuels. For those elder women in Gen X and the baby boomers, they were really passionate about governance issues, potentially because they'd experienced inequalities in the workplace. Was it as important this time?
Yes, and this is interesting. Across all ages, women expressed more anxiety about their pension now and said that they were more cautious than before the pandemic. And we obviously hear about research that we have done and other providers about the gender pension gap. So this is becoming a more known issue. So women had previously been keener to divest from fossil fuels, regardless of the impact on financial returns. But again, perhaps due to some financial caution around COVID-19, this swapped around, or because of, awareness about pension gap and gender.
Thinking about awareness, one of the findings from last year was that the industry needed to reduce the jargon it uses to talk to members about responsible investing in particular. With heightened attention being paid by the media on initiatives such as net zero, was there a greater overall recognition of ESG terminology and an understanding of its benefits across the membership base?
No, unfortunately, Eliza, there's still a lot of confusion around. So let's take the example of net zero. So this is a commitment that asset managers and businesses are making, you know, around the world to bring carbon emissions to zero by 2050. And when we were probing in our depth interviews to see what members thought that this meant, you know, they'd heard the term for sure, but they couldn't say exactly what it was. And a small minority were so confused that they thought that it meant that their money would be earning zero returns. And so I think issues like this in particular will need to be handled very carefully by the industry to avoid such misunderstandings. And when we looked at our survey data, that very much supports the findings. So one in four had never heard of the term. A further 3 in 10 had heard of it, but couldn't say what it means. But once you gave them a very simple explanation, very much this was a positive response, and a third wanted their pension to have a net zero target regardless of the financial return.
And this goes to show that when language is presented simply and clearly, far away from online debates, members connected investing with the possibility of real change. And we're consistently finding this. After seeing examples of ESG issues in well-known companies and the remedial actions arising from engagement, 2/3 of members felt more positive towards LGIM. And 8 in 10 members believe that better-run companies make better investments. We've seen this working in real time with our trial with Tamale as well.
Fantastic. So would you say it's a question of not knowing rather than not caring, Veronica?
Absolutely. And that ignorance is down to the industry to solve. Members have told us they are keen to know more. The proportion of members who might pay more into their pension as a result of being told more, what is really going on with their money, has almost doubled over 18 months, up from 14% to 25%. 2/3 of millennials think ESG factors positively contribute to a company's financial performance, a significant increase on the 2019 results.
Well, it's really interesting to hear from a generational perspective what's changed. But this year, there was also a special focus paid to sector differences. Jeanette, could you talk to me a little bit about those, please, and the focus on sector?
Yeah, I mean, there were some quite big differences emerging, and perhaps unsurprisingly, you know, we were looking at people in the higher paid sectors or in sectors that could easily transition to, you know, the working from home and taking on board the new working patterns of the pandemic. And those sorts of sectors expressed that they'd be much less impacted. And in fact, we're more likely to save more as well. But then thinking about things like social divestment, those working in health were unsurprisingly keener to divest on social grounds. You know, 2/3 were in favour of this. And so I think, you know, just a couple of examples like this, you know, really shows to highlight, similar to the findings in 2019, that people's lives shape their preference. And I think we look at their working lives as well as their home lives in this.
So I suppose lived experience, as you were saying earlier, is very important for people's investment preferences. And it's something that providers really need to take into account. This has been a really interesting discussion, and we've got time for one more question. So I like to always ask, what next? What can providers and the industry do from here? Let's start with you, Jeanette.
Well, I think for me, it was clear from the findings that groups who may feel that their pension savings are more vulnerable, so that would be including women and the millennials, perhaps need a little bit more reassurance after the volatility of the pandemic of their pension's primary purpose. I mean, it is fundamentally a savings vehicle for retirement. And we saw this again with the statistic that only 1 in 10 millennials would actually be squirreling away any extra savings that they'd managed to put aside during the pandemic into their pension, you know, compared to 40% of boomers. So I think there's a little message there to kind of encourage people to look beyond the short-term experiences that we've had in the last year or so and really focus in on where they're going for their future.
And from the provider perspective, we just need to do better. We need to provide better, more accessible education material to involve people in the decision making around their pension in an accessible way, and just be friendlier and more open with them. Our trial with Tamala allowed people to view their holdings in a social media style format and gave members the opportunity to give their view on how they wanted us to act on their behalf. However, on the boomer front, it's clearly reassuring that they find their pensions well stocked enough not to worry about any potential return sacrifice. Members are ready to for more information from their employer. They want to know more about this and are ready to get excited about pensions, which is, well, quite exciting for us being in the pension industry. We need to work better with our clients and be more adventurous around the information that we provide, making it simple, promoting it more widely and in the right way. And also, we probably need to provide it to both types of people. So we definitely have overall population that is a little bit unsure, that doesn't know, but really eager to know more. We also know that there is a minority that are very engaged and want to know more, in particular around climate change, and we need to be more transparent and show them what we do. So the case studies that we have provided and that are available on our website and in our reporting bring this all to life. And as Jeanette said, there was a real light bulb moment when people understood that this is already being done in their pensions on their behalf.
So it seems that not despite, but because of the global pandemic, members are demanding a renewed focus on all aspects of ESG investing, recognising that they're interconnected and that investors can make a difference through their pensions. But the onus is very much on providers to keep it simple, accessible, and relevant to members' day-to-day experience. Thank you both for joining me today, and thanks to our listeners. If you'd like to find out more, please read the podcast notes below and subscribe to the LGIM Talks channel.
If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, you can leave us a rating, or maybe even a review if you're feeling particularly generous, on the Apple Podcast app. It really helps new listeners to find us, and we're always on the lookout for new ways we can improve. As a reminder, this podcast is intended for investment professionals only and shouldn't be shared with a non-professional audience. This podcast should not be taken as an invitation to deal in legal and general investments. Any views expressed during this recording belong to the individuals and are based on market conditions at the time of the recording, and do not reflect the views of legal and general investment management. Forward-looking statements are, by their nature, subject to significant risks and uncertainties, and are based on internal forecasts and assumptions, and should not be relied upon. Where individual stocks are mentioned, these do not constitute a recommendation to buy or sell any security, and are for illustrative purposes only. Legal and General Investment Management is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. For full terms and conditions, please visit our website. To find more great content, check us out on Twitter, LinkedIn, and our website, lgim.com.